Thank you. Vâng.
This is the process of understanding spiritual knowledge. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. So, if you want to learn, this is a common sense affair. Whatever subject matter you want to learn, you have to find out an expert. Suppose if you want to learn engineering, so you cannot go to a butcher. You must find out an engineer. You must admit yourself into the engineering college, learn how to practice engineering. Suppose if you want to become a medical practice, so you have to admit yourself in some medical college. Similarly, if you want to know about spiritual matter, then you must approach a spiritual master who knows the things. How you can learn it from anywhere and everywhere? One must be expert in spiritual knowledge. From him you have to learn. Therefore it is said, yeah? Just try to learn the truth, but here truth means the absolute truth, not relative truth. Or even if you want to know relative truth, you have to approach a particular expert. But here it is indicated, truth means the absolute truth. So Krishna indicates, we just try to learn the truth by approaching his spiritual master. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vijacche, that is the basic answer. In the Kathopanishad, the Veda says that if you want to learn transcendental science, so you have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. And who is bona fide spiritual master? That is also discussed. Sutriyam Brahmanistam. One who has heart from his spiritual master. This is spiritual master becomes by disciple succession, ascending process. Just like you learn man is mortal from some higher authority, from my father, from my mother, or any other authority. Or just a child. A child is attracted generally to his mother in human beings and animals everywhere. So, if a child wants to know his father, then the authority is the mother. And there is no other authority. The child cannot know the name of his father by his own imagination or speculation. If he thinks, he may be my father, he may be my father, he may be my father. Go on imagining, speculating. But we'll never be able to understand who is your father. But the mother indicates, my dear child, he is your father. Immediately business finished. You see? So if you want to speculate how is God, who is the Supreme Father, you go on speculating for life together. But if somebody knows, here is your God, You accept it, the business finished. Very simple thought. You cannot imagine, you cannot speculate. Even on your ordinary father, want to speak of the Supreme Father. Is it possible? No. Therefore, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. One who is fortunate to have a bona fide spiritual master. He is supposed to Atajavan Purusa Veda, one who has taken shelter of a real Atar, spiritual master, from the disciplic succession. He knows Atajavan Purusa Veda. Veda means he is in the knowledge. One who has accepted a bona fide spiritual master, he is in the knowledge. Others are fools. This is the Vedic version everywhere. Here also Bhagavad Gita, it is said that you try to learn the truth by approaching spiritual master. And how to learn from the spiritual master? Inquire from him submissively. You don't approach a spiritual master whom you can challenge. Then your selection of spiritual master is wrong. If you keep one spiritual master as show bottom, then your selection is not right. It is wrong. The spiritual master, you must select a spiritual master where you can bow down your head. Yes. Submission. Therefore, you have to see. Suppose you are going here, you are coming here to learn something. When you are coming here, that Swamiji knows the thing. When you are convinced, then you accept. Then you ask for initiation. Otherwise, don't do it hesitatingly or knowing in heart. Therefore, in the system, it is enjoined that the spiritual master also observes the disciple at least for once. And the disciple also study the spiritual master at least for 1 year. So when both of them are convinced that he can be my spiritual master or he can be my disciple, then the relationship is established. We initiate our students. The preliminary initiation is offering chant. Then we observe at least for 1 year how he is chanting, how he is doing. Then the second initiation comes first. That is the system. So, inquire from his submissive. Where you cannot submit. If you can, if you think that, what is the spiritual master? I can challenge him. Then there is no question of accepting as your spiritual master. You have to submit yourself, fully surrender yourself. You have to bow your head, yes, here is my spirit. Just like Krishna, Arjuna said, Shishasteham Sadhimam Prabhanna. Arjuna in the beginning was speaking with Krishna on friendly level. But at last he submitted that I am your disciple. Please teach me. This is the process. Submissive. Inquire from him submissively. And that's, what is that submission? render service unto him. Try to please him by satisfying him by service. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad, you see. If he is pleased, then you know Krishna is pleased. And if he is displeased, then there is no other. This is the process. Firmness. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge. And because you have to select spiritual master, a self-realized soul. Just like if you want to study particular subject matter, you have to approach a realized person, a perfect person. Then you get the self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. One who has not seen the truth, he cannot. Now, one may question whether you have seen Krishna. How Krishna can be seen? Yes, a spiritual master must have seen Krishna. Without seeing, he cannot be spiritual master. But how Krishna can be seen? Krishna can be seen by love. Premanyana shrita bhakti vilochane. Premanyana shrita bhakti vilochane na santa sadaiva ridoyesu vilopai. Just like if you are in love with somebody, you can see him constantly. He is always on your eyes. Anyone you love. So similarly, Krishna also can be seen by development of love. Otherwise, how we can see Krishna? He is so great, unlimited. Your eyes, your senses are unlimited. You cannot see the unlimited by your limited sense perception. But you can see, not you can see, but Swami was Surapada. When you are developed in this sense of love of Godhead, then he reveals unto you. Therefore you can see. Just like the sun, you cannot see the sun by challenge at night. If somebody says, come on, I shall show you see. Take some aeroplane. What will you see? He can travel all the sky. Still he cannot see the sun. But similarly, this is an example. At night you cannot see the sun. But when the sun rises, you can see the sun, you can see yourself. By seeing sun, you can see yourself, you can see the world. Similarly, when you see Krishna, then you see everything. Without seeing Krishna, your eyes are blind, your senses are imperfect. Therefore it is said that self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Go on, perfect.
Not of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach the bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciple succession from the Lord himself. Nobody can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciple succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and the person in the disciple succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciples. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own property, as is the fashion of foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Dharmam hi saksat bharavat sanitam.
Yes. Dharma means religion. Actual translation of the word dharma is religion. But Actually, religion is not the right translation of the word dharma. Dharma means your eternal occupation. That is called dharma, which you cannot avoid. Just like somebody is Christian. Next day, he becomes a Hindu. Or somebody is Hindu, next day becomes Christian. This is not dharma. This change of faith cannot be applied in dharma. Dharma cannot be changed. Just like this candle. Candle has power, illuminating power. If you change this illuminating power of the candle, if you make it dark, then it is no more candle. But there are many examples. Just like sugar. Sugar is sweet. If you change the taste of the sugar into salty, then it is no more sugar. So, dharma is like that. It cannot be changed. So, dharmaṁ hi sākṣāt. What is that dharma? It cannot be changed. Service. Either you become human being or animal or anything, bird, beast, American, Indian, or beast, that, whatever. If you are living being, then your dharma is service. You may become tomorrow Hindu or Muslim or Christian, but you cannot change your spirit of service. That is your dharma. So dharmaṁ hi sākṣāt bhagavato. This duty, this eternal occupation and duty is there in every living entity, the service spirit. But the service spirit is now misplaced on account of our conditioned state. So when it is properly placed, service, that is our dharma. That dharma is directly from the Supreme Lord, Bhagavat Panek. It cannot be manufactured by any man or any demigod or any somebody else. No. It is eternal. And that is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. My dear Arjuna, the most confidence and knowledge I am giving you, that you give up all your occupation and duty, simply surrender unto me. This surrender process is dharma, is your business, and nothing more. That's all. If you learn how to surrender to God or Krishna, then you are religious or you are in dharma. And if you practice so many things without surrendering to Krishna or God, then it's all useless labor. Yes. Dhanman hi sākṣāt bhagavatpani. Yes, go on.
The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, next expecting the Bhagavad Ashman cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach the bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a teacher should be accepted in full surrender. And one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige.
Yes. The brahmachari means these are indications. When a boy becomes brahmachari, even if he is the son of a very rich man, he should live with the spiritual master as an Indian servant. These are the Indian. That is Krishna. Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apart from his Godhead, he was a very rich man's son. Really, he was a very great king's son, Vasudev. But he was given under the protection of King Nanda Maharaj, his foster father. He was also a very rich man. He was king. training of brahmacharya. So how he can see when he is grown up? He cannot see any woman in other ways. He thinks every woman is mother. This is the training. Of course, that training is not possible at the present moment. The days have changed. But this Krishna consciousness moment is so nice that even brahmachari begins immediately. He is trained up. He is trained up very nicely. Go on.
The satisfaction of a self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination of spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiry from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when the spiritual master sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with a genuine spiritual understanding. In this group, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned.
Yes. Blind following and absurd inquiry. These things are condemned in this world. Blind following means, there is a Swami. So many thousands of people are following. Let me become a disciple. This is called blind following. Yeah. You do not know what is a Swami, whether he is a Swami or he is a rascal. You do not know. But because everyone is going, let me become his disciple. This is blind following. Without any knowledge. Blind Swami. The Swami says that if you give me money, I make you immediately God. So this is blind Swami. And another thing, what is this? Blind Swami? An abstract inquiry. Abstract inquiry is just like somebody goes to so-called spiritual master. There are so many stories that such and such person approaches spiritual master and he asks his spiritual master, can you show me God? And the spiritual master immediately showed him. You see? This rascalism is going on. Suppose if you go to a professor, and if you say, if you are a professor, can you make me immediately MA? And if he says yes, why not? Then are you not a fool? He is also a fool. The so-called spiritual master is also a rascal, and the man who has gone to him is also a rascal. If God is a cheap thing, that immediately go to a rascal and he shows you God immediately. Is it magic? But these things are going on. Such and such Swamiji had a spiritual master who immediately showed him God. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest and he had practiced so much penance and austerities. Then he saw God, and I can see God immediately without being trained, without being undergoing training. No, it is not possible. These are adverse. Suppose if you are not qualified, how you can see things? Suppose if you have never seen what is $10 note. Then if you ask somebody, can you give me $10 note? And if he gives you one piece of paper, yes, it is $10 note. Then are you not cheated? You must know what is $10 note. Otherwise he will be satisfied with the paper, piece of paper. That's all. If you do not know God, then how you can see God? You have to check it. You go to a marketplace. You buy something. Suppose you buy, purchase one knife. You know what is knife? It must be sharpened instrument. You see how it is cutting. You taste it. So, suppose if you gone to somebody to see God, how you will taste it if you do not know what is God? Then he'll give you, supply you, deliver you on dog, and you understand this is God. So what is your tasting power? At least you must have some theoretical knowledge what is God. So, these things are going on, add that thing. You must know what is God. Just like, here, the Bhagavad Gita is the description. What is God? How he is creating? God, you know, the God has created this world. Now here there is description how he creates. So, such inquiries, such spiritual master is overcrowded. But you have, if you are sincere, then you have to find out some spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, who knows about the science of God. You must know also theoretically what is meant by God, then you try to see God. Otherwise, you will be cheated. Somebody says, oh, everyone is God. Oh, he becomes Papa, I am also God. But what do you know about God? You are thinking, my spiritual master has said that I am God. But you should not inquire that how I become God. We learn from scripture God has created this material universe. Oh, what I have created. And still I am Pastor, I am God. So this sitting business is going on. So, these are absurd. Absurd inquiries are condemned here. One must approach to the real spiritual master. In submission, inquire from him by rendering service. Then gradually we learn the science. Here we are teaching our students, not abruptly say that you have learned. We are teaching them Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, so many books. And we are discussing about God practically whole day and night. We are publishing papers. So in this way, one has to learn. It is not a cheap thing that immediately you learn God. But if you are submissive, if you are really inquisitive, then God reveals them. Sameva Spurata. Sevan Mukhi Jivbhadu Sameva Spurata. When you are actually in service spirit, then he reveals. That is God reveals.
One should not only hear explicitly from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him.
Yes.
Submission and service and inquiry.
Clear understanding. Don't accept anything. First of all, sir, there must be submissiveness. No challenge. But at the same time, you must clearly understand. Because you have submitted, it is not that you have to understand something dogmatic. No. Submission must be there. But at the same time, you should have clear understanding. This is fact. Not that if something is pushed and you are, oh, my spiritual master has said that for us. That is fact. That you should. But at the same time, by inquiries, by inquisitiveness, you must clear everything. Yes, it is God, it's like this. Come.
Bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind towards the disciple. And therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, The reciprocation of knowledge and inquiry becomes perfect.
Perfect. This is the perfect.
And when you have thus learned the truth, you will know that all living beings are my part and parcel, and that they are in me and are mine.
This is knowledge. When one understands God is such and such, by the mercy of spiritual master, by studying, by serving, then what is that understanding? When you have thus learned the truth, you know that all living beings are my part and parcel. This is real knowledge. Part and parcel is not the whole. This finger is part and parcel of my body, but it is not the whole body. Although you can call it body. Suppose somebody touches my finger, I can say, oh, why you have touched my body? This can be called body. But it is not body, it is finger. Similarly, part and parcel of God can be called God, but He is not Supreme God. Therefore, there are two words in Vedic language. Atma, Paramatma. Atma, Atma means living entities. We are all Atma. And God is Paramatma. And the Kapha Upanishad, it is said, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. God is also a living entity, like us, but He is the Supreme. Krishna appears just like human being, but He is Supreme. Parabrahma, Parangdhama, Pavitram, Paramabhava. We'll find in the 10th chapter. Although He appears just like your President Nixon, he's also an American gentleman. If he appears here, he'll appear just like one of you. But he's not one of you. He's distinct. Similarly, if the President is distinct, if the Minister is distinct, how much God is distinct from me? Try to understand. You are claiming that I am God. This is all nonsense. We are part and parcel. Part and parcel, just like a small part of the Pacific Ocean, a small drop. You taste it, it is salt. So you can understand, the whole Pacific Ocean is salt. Immediately you understand what is Pacific Ocean. Similarly, if you study yourself, what I am, that is called meditation, then you can understand God. That God is like me also, but He is profuse, unlimited, I am limited. But the same qualities are there. Same quality, otherwise how can you get it? The part and parcel of gold is gold. But that is not whole gold. The quality is gold. You cannot say it is iron. Even a small particle of gold, no chemist will say, no, it is iron. It is gold. But not that whole gold. This is understanding. So, one who approaches a bona fide spiritual master, then he can understand what is God and what is He. He does not make a conglomeration, what is called? Mixing up. Yes. So here is the knowledge. Then God.
So it says, even if you are considered to be the most simple of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of misery.
Yes. This material world, conditioned life, because the other day we explained, our sinful life means ignorance, due to ignorance. That's like if I touch this flame, it will burn. Somebody may say, oh, you are burned, you are sinful. It's common sense. You are burned, you are sinful. Therefore you are burned. That is one sense it is right. And sinful means I do not know that if I touch this flame, I will be burned. This ignorance is my sin. Sinful life means the life of ignorance. Therefore in this 34th verse, just try to learn the truth. Don't remain ignorant. Just try to learn the truth by approaching spiritual mode. Why should you remain in ignorance? If there is way and means, that is my foolishness. Therefore I am suffering. The government has open education and institutions and universities. Why don't you take advantage of it? Then you must suffer. When you go, when you are grown up, oh, I am not educated, I cannot have any good job. So who wanted you to remain uneducated? Why did you not take advantage? That is your fault. Sinful life means our fault, to remain in ignorance. To take knowledge. There is book of knowledge, there is spiritual master, they are canvassing. We are canvassing, come here, try to understand the God consciousness, nobody is touching. Who is the response? They are responsible. God is not responsible. For your sinful activities, God is not responsible. You are response. God is canvassing. Please come to me. I will give you all protection. Answer, no, I shall not go to you. Then you suffer. What can be done? Therefore, knowledge, when one understands by the grace of spiritual master, oh, I am part and parcel of Krishna, why not go to Krishna? Therefore, even if you are considered to be the most sinful, all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, this is transcendental knowledge, that I am part and parcel of Krishna. So I am rotting here. Let me see, where is Krishna? He will be able to cross over the ocean of misery. Come.
As the blazing fire turns wood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge turn to ashes all the actions of material activity.
Yes. I may be very seriously sinful, but when I get the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, all my sins will be burnt into ashes. Just like if you have got a small fire, you bring tons of wood, go on putting it. Gradually everything will become ash. This example. Tons of wood, you go on putting in that small fire, may not be immediately, but you go on putting, day after day, hours after hour, all the wood will be burned into ash. Very nice example. Similarly, if you keep yourself Krishna consciousness burning, your tons and millions of sinful activities will be burnt into ash. These are practical. So we have to keep the fire blazing, Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna. Then everything is out.
In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has achieved this enjoys itself within itself in due course of time.
Yes. Knowledge. I am part and parcel of Krishna or God. My duty as part and parcel is to serve Krishna. That's why this finger is the part and parcel of my body. The duty of the part and parcel is the sir. Just like you are part and parcel of American state. As soon as you are called by the state, oh, you have to go to fight. You have to. That's your duty, to serve the state. Similarly, if I am part and parcel of God, what is my duty? To serve God. This is India. This is India. Not that you become God. You become God. That's like I told you. The finger is body. So long the finger is giving service to the body. If the finger is cut off, you don't care for this. But if once so long this finger is attached to the body, if there is any trouble, you spend millions of dollars to cure it. But when it is cut off, it has no value. Similarly, so long you are attached with Krishna and Krishna consciousness, you are giving service, then your life is sublime. And as soon as you are apart from it, then you lose it. This is knowledge. This is sublime.
Very nice. A faithful man who is absorbed in transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Yes. So, a faithful man who understands that I am part and parcel of Krishna and is always engaged in the service of Krishna and Krishna consciousness, who is absorbed in transcendental knowledge, this is samadhi, absorbed, and who subdues his senses quickly. Subdue means if you apply your senses in the service of Krishna, then your senses are subdued automatically. Just like if you make your promise that I shall take only Krishna prasadam, then your nonsense eating or satisfying the tongue by nonsense eating immediately stop. That is subdued. God does not say that you starve. God does not say. Or you do not eat nice things. But God says, you will eat really nice things. Don't eat nonsense things. Instead of eating nonsense meat, you eat sweet balls. You see? It is not stoppage, but giving better. So better food, better consciousness, better knowledge, better life, better association, what do you want more? Better philosophy, what do you want more? Naturally, attains the supreme spiritual peace. If everything is better, then must be the result, must be the better, the supreme peace. All right. Any question? Godgumani. His name is Godgumani. Godgumani, and there is another, Sandipani Muni. They are sages, Sandipani Muni. Krishna is spiritual master of spiritual master. But just to teach has he also accepted as spiritual. Nobody can be spiritual master of Krishna. That is not possible. Just like nobody can be Krishna's father. He is father of everyone. God is father of everyone. But he, out of his love, he accepts some of his devotees as father as mother, as spiritual master, as teacher, as friend, as elder brother. That is his leela. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will see in the fourth chapter, you have already read, Janma karma me divam, jujanati tattak. The dealings of Krishna, how Krishna being the Supreme Father, how he accepts his Father and appears as a child of the Father. This is transcendental knowledge. So if somebody simply understands this, how Krishna being the Supreme Father is accepts another Father, then he becomes liberated. Immediately stands for to the spiritual thing. This is knowledge. Yes.
I was looking at the Harvard Joseph discussion, and where does Krishna instruct Arjuna? Where is the Harvard discussion from?
This book. Do not know that this Bhagavad Gita instruction is being given by Krishna to Arjuna. Then why do you ask this question? That is a gist from it. Do you want to say Krishna, from Krishna only say a few, one dozen or two dozen Gita Pitaka? There are many millions and trillions. It has given one least only, that's all. That's why Krishna says in this whole chapter, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratvanaham Abhayam. So, he first of all talks to the Sun God. So, Sun God had many sons, many disciples. Krishna talks to Narada. Narada has got innumerable disciples. They have got different branches. So, that whole thing is not complete there. It is simply given an idea that there is one disciple succession like this. So, any other question? Chant Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिव भक्त की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय भगवती धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय और ग्लोरी श्री रसमल्ली बोर्ड और ग्लोरी श्री रसमल्ली बोर्ड और ग्लोरी श्री रसमल्ली बोर्ड।